before the game, I was sure that it was a very tough game. It's not easy to play against Hull. It's a very strong team that they have clear in the way they must play. But as you said, yes, we started really well. We scored 2 goals and we have the possession of the ball. We were playing well. But in the first own goal, I think that we were very unlucky and completed with a penalty. And in 2 individual actions, Hull was throwing the game. But I think that in the meantime, our team react. They understand that things can happen in football. And if we continue playing the way we started the first half, we are going to make different the last 45 minutes. And fortunately, we did.
It was a difficult afternoon, though, wasn't it, for Mangala, especially in the first half, 10 minutes conceding a penalty and obviously the own goal as well.
Yes, very difficult because not only the own goal and the penalty, he was also with yellow card. And for the central back to play with yellow card with space against a team that counter-attacked as Hull, it could be very dangerous also. But I think that was a good, important test for him because he was very calm in the second half. He continued playing the way he knew, and he was very unlucky in those 2 balls.
And what a week it's been for Frank Lampard as well.
Yes, very good week, because I think that Frank is very dangerous behind the striker, because he has a great technique, and every ball that's near the box, he knows how to score. So I'm very happy for him.
He got your 4th. A lot of talk before the game as well about your decision, Joe Hart starting on the bench this afternoon.
No, it's a very easy decision, because we have a squad where we have to play around 60 games during the whole year. Joe play 8 games in 31 or 32 days. It's a lot of games for a goalkeeper or for any player. I think that for Willie was good to play 2 games in a row, and not any problem.
Was Joe disappointed, though, to be rested?
No. Joe is a very good professional. All the players want to play. And if I have a player that doesn't want to play, I think it's not the player for Manchester City. So all of them want to play, but he understands without any problem.
There were a couple of players came off towards the end. Obviously, you made changes. When Sergio came off, he looked as if he was a little bit tired. Are you worried about his fitness for midweek? Is he okay?
No, I think that Sergio, every match, he's playing better. He's playing with more intensity. I think that we work with him in a very intelligent way this pre-season, because he didn't have a long pre-season. So we started giving him some minutes, and we are trying not to give him 90 minutes. But I think that the start from today from Sergio was really brilliant.
And just one word about Edin Dzeko. He scored 2 great goals, didn't he?
Yes, it's also very, very important for a striker to score. He scored 2 against Sheffield Wednesday in the Capital One. He scored 2 more goals today, so we are returning as a scoring team, and that for me is very important.
That's 11 goals in 2 games now. How much confidence would the players have taken from that for your Champions League game on Tuesday night?
Well, of course, when you score, the players also have a lot of confidence, but not only for Champions League. I think that in this season, maybe all of us, we are waiting to score in the same amount of goals that we scored last year. We couldn't do it in the first game, but if you compare both seasons against the team that we play this season, we scored the same or more goals than last season. So I think it's good to be in a scoring team, to feel as a team that in every time we make important offensive plays, we can score. And that's, of course, that gives us a lot of trust.